Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You've reached the Hollier helpline. We can't answer your call because we're at Old Navy right now getting 50% off our entire purchase, and you should be too. That's right. Today in stores, everything on your gift list is 50% off. Plus, get thousands of styles $10 and under and get cozy socks for the family for only $1. Better hang up and get there now. It ends tonight at Old Navy. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24. Limit 10. Select styles and in-stores only.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Give the gift of Wolves hockey this season. Take advantage of maximum availability and savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings start at only $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack this season. The Bears are on the practice field ahead of their game Sunday in Philly against the 9-1 Eagles. Yesterday, Kyle Long was limited and Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan did not practice again. Around college football right now, undefeated Miami in the third quarter is trailing Pitt 10-7. 12th-ranked TCU is at the half, up 21-19 on Baylor. And locally, NIU is in the third quarter, leading Central Michigan 17-0. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Golden State late tonight, looking for their first win on their road trip after starting at 0-3. The Blackhawks have another day off before returning to the ice against Florida tomorrow night. And in the AHL, the Wolves are in Milwaukee tonight, taking on the Admirals. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And tomorrow, come out to Miller's Ale House in Aurora from 8 to 10 p.m. for Game Day Greatness with Dos Equis. The 670 The Score Street Team will be hosting a college football watch party where you can win some amazing prizes like a big screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out dosequisfan.com. I'm Rick Hamm, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Good afternoon, everybody. A happy Black Friday to you. Is there such a thing as a happy Black Friday? I don't know. It sounds like a good thing to say. I know it's Black Friday. I've never done any Black Friday stuff. It's been going on. I'm not sure when Black Friday became a thing. I'm old enough that it hasn't always been a thing my entire life. But hopefully those of you who've been out since like 6 o'clock yesterday shopping or got up at 3 in the morning or just waited until today are all having a great day after Thanksgiving, and most of you enjoying a day off from work, a chance to get started getting into the Christmas spirit. I know a lot of folks go out and get the tree today. We usually wait a while because we don't want all the dead bristles all over the floor, you know, in the middle of December. But it's a good thing for everybody. We hope you're having a great day. I am Hub Arkish. Eric Edholm is alongside. So you got two of us from Pro Football Weekly, but we are going to, in Brendan McCaffrey's vernacular, try and spray to all fields today and see if we can't, I don't know if we ever entertain anybody, but we will discuss with you a whole lot of football, NFL, Chicago Bears, but also baseball, hockey, basketball, and certain social phenomena as well as the afternoon goes on. Be with you until 6 o'clock this evening, 1 to 5. We are here broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios in for, of course, Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, who have the day off. We hope you will text us at 67011 in the Grossinger Auto text zone. Over 5,000 vehicles are found every day at Grossinger auto.com, or actually, as I look at this now, it just says grossinger.com. And we will be bringing some great guests in for you as well on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. You can find over 4,000 vehicles every day, again, at grossinger.com. David Angrano going to stop by in the 2 o'clock hour. Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times, Bears beat reporter, at 3:20. They'll be all done up there by then. Matt Fortuna will be here at 4:40 this afternoon. So as I said, we will spray to all fields today. And take your calls at 312-644-6767. You can start dialing us up right now, 312-644-6767. Kind of hard, Eric. First of all, welcome, Eric, at home alongside. And yeah, we'll see if we can't have some fun for the next 5 hours. And to me, it's a little hard not to start with the NFL since we gorged yesterday. I was in Detroit. Some of you heard me here on the Score doing the broadcast of the Lions-Vikings game. Very good football game. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff to talk about from that one. Two pretty good football teams. Obviously, one competing for the handle of best team in the NFL. Did nothing to end that conversation yesterday, although the Vikings probably would like to have not let the Lions back in the game the way they did, but that's what the Lions do. And then after that, Eric, and because it is the way we make our living, I prefer to find good things to say about the National Football League. But games 2 and 3 were, in some respects, an exercise in much of what is wrong in the NFL right now, which is somewhere between rampant mediocrity and just ugliness. You know, now I understand that the schedule makers couldn't predict that the returning 11-5 New York Giants and 8-7-1 Washington Redskins could be two of the worst teams in the NFL by last night. I'm surprised the Redskins are as bad as they are, and I know it's the injuries. But the Giants, man, it's just awful. And you know, we kept hearing the injuries. I don't know that they're that much more banged up than teams like the Bears right here in Chicago. Now, the Bears aren't very good, but they're at least competitive every week. I mean, they play football games that are worth watching. I was in the car on my way back from Detroit for Dallas, San Diego, and thank God, because listening wasn't as painful as watching.
Yeah.
And then got home in time to turn on, and not too long after, turn off the Giants in Washington. That was some bad football yesterday.
What does it say about me, Hub, that I actually sat and watched every snap?
It says that it's your job.
Yeah,
in all fairness,
I know.
It says that you're better at your job than me, actually.
No.
Although I was on the field for four hours with one of them, so I get a pass.
Yeah. You at least had the radio on. We'll give you some points for that. Now, I mean, and, you know, in my first stint at PFW, I was the NFC East writer for a long time. And so, you know, I always keep a close eye on what those teams are doing, just out of habit. It used to be, year in and year out, the most competitive division in football. We have the Eagles, who are spectacular. Bears fans will get a look at them this weekend. But the Redskins, the Giants, and now the Cowboys, I thought, my goodness, those three teams looked so bad yesterday. And just the effort by the Cowboys in that second half was putrid. And that's really the best way to say it. And then you have this Giants team that, at, you know, some points this season, it's been the same thing. They were, like you said, whipping the Green Bay Packers after, in a playoff game in the first half, and then all of a sudden get blasted, and they've been pretty terrible this year. So I don't know what to make of it.
This hour on the Score is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house. And I guess I'm already in trouble because I neglected to get us in here in time to transition with Rosie and Kevin. And I feel bad about that. I didn't know if we did that on holidays as well. I don't know if that was just the regular hosts who all did that. So I always enjoy visiting with Rosie and Kevin, though. So I'm sorry we did miss this. And had we done it, it would have been brought to you by Webb Chevy for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago. Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And, you know, it really is intriguing, this Dallas team. There's no way that Zeke Elliott can mean that much to Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the flavor of the month, of the year, everybody wanted to rave about the Cowboys getting him in the fourth round, which even, you know, everybody but Jerry Jones admitted was an accident. Right. I mean, you know, they thought about passing him in the fourth round after they passed him in the first three. But he had this incredible rookie year and was playing pretty well until about 3-4 weeks ago. But you know what strikes me about that football team? What the hell's happened to Dez Bryant?
I was just about to go there.
Yep. I thought going into last year that Dez Bryant had become the best receiver in football. And I have my issues with his off-the-field shtick and all that. But even off of last year, he had a pretty serious foot injury that he tried to play through, you know, and I gave him credit for that. But coming into this year, as far as I know, he's healthy. You know, I'm not aware. He's just a guy. I mean, he's not even a number one receiver anymore.
He's a jump ball specialist, you know, and there's not, but you're right. There is absolutely, his reputation at this point exceeds who he is as a player because, you know, he's not getting open. That rapport is not there with Dak Prescott and, you know, they're up against it in the salary cap next year, so I'm not saying they're going to cut the guy. But, I mean, trade, maybe? I don't know. And if your franchise quarterback isn't meshing with him, they haven't had big games really the last, you know, several games. Really, this season, I don't know. It's shocking to see that he has very few open options out there.
312-644-6767. Again, the phone number. We're going to bring it back to Dez in a couple of minutes because another thought on that. But we've got the lines lighting up and don't want to keep you guys holding any longer than we have to. So first, we want to thank John for checking in from Saugatuck, Michigan. I hope Black Friday is off to a good start for you up there, John. Thanks for calling. How you doing today?
Yeah, very good. Just had a great run in the dunes in Saugatuck, and I feel real good. It's really nice.
Good.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Well, I haven't run in about 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, you made me feel guilty, right? Yeah.
Yeah, jeez. It's really nice out here. Yeah, my question, I went to vocational. I played football in the 60s for a great Bernie O'Brien. And, you know, we did a lot of conditioning. I know Dick Buck is pretty good. And he's still getting around. And some of my questions are related to conditioning. I know the Bears used to have Rusty Jones. And I'm wondering today, with the amount, the extent of injuries today, all types of injuries, ligaments and everything, do you think a lot of this is related to a lack of really good conditioning, running, working with the legs and so on and so forth? Because we've seen a lot of injuries today. And I know the Bears, I don't know where they rank this year, probably fifth, sixth or something, of most injuries. But I was wondering if you could comment on that a little bit.
Well, John, there's no question that injuries are epidemic in the NFL these days, and the Bears were actually the worst in the league last year. They lost more starters games to injury than any other team. I believe they ended up tied with San Diego and New England for most players on injured reserve. And they're up there again this year. I don't know that they've taken quite the pounding. Actually, Washington has more injuries than New York, and yet they somehow held on last night. There's a few other teams like that. The Patriots every year are near the top, and yet somehow it doesn't affect them the way it affects others. But, you know, Eric, it's interesting. I got into a conversation the other day. I'm really excited. Tomorrow, I am doing the color on TV for, I guess we are now NBC Sports, used to be Comcast, so we'll be wherever that is on your television dial, doing the 7A and 8A championship games. Mm-hmm. John Hollisack is a highly successful coach at Loyola, has his team back in the state championship game. I think it's like the fourth time in the last 5 years, third time in the last four, whatever it was. Anyway, we had a call to get ready for the game the other day, and towards the end, I asked, because they've had a lot of injuries this year, and for Loyola to overcome what they've overcome to get to the game, take on Lincoln Way East, by the way, we'll have Batavia and Lake Zurich in the 7A game. These are so much fun to do. High school football, to me, is, I mean, I love the NFL, but this is really fun.
Yeah.
At any rate, I was talking to John, and we got to injuries, because his team in high school
has had an epidemic of injuries they've overcome this year. And one of the things that I think we agreed on is that obviously, again, you can't, they're accidents. You can't predict them. You know that you're susceptible to them playing this game. But we kind of agreed, I think, that one of the things that's happened is it may be the training going almost too far the other way, and that you've got bigger, stronger players who are so overdeveloped muscularly, you cannot overdevelop ligaments, joints, and structure, anatomy. You can't change the bone density. You can't really strengthen the ligaments, change the joints, create space in between. And part of it, particularly in the NFL, I believe, is that guys have just gotten too big and too strong.
Yeah, and right, that's the thing. I think you look at this year, the number of ACL tears, Achilles tendons that have torn. You know, these aren't hamstrings, calves, groins. You know, those are injuries that you can kind of adjust your routines and things like pretty easily. But first of all, last night, that field, that FedEx field condition, I mean, it was a brown dirt. It looked like my backyard when the snow hits, you know. So things like that are something the NFLPA keeps an eye on. But you're right. I think some of the training methods that maybe reduce the emphasis on flexibility, pliability, things like that, and put too much on weight gain, strength gain, mass gain, that could have an effect, I think.
Yeah, and we should point out, kind of an excusable FedEx field, one of those football-only stadiums. Now, they may be playing soccer there as well.
True.
I'm sure Dan Snyder is selling every event he can in there to make money. but this is a football-only stadium that has no excuse for being in the kind of shape that it is, unlike Soldier Field, which is owned by the Park District and not the Bears. That's Danny Boy's toy, and if anybody's to blame for that turf, it is Dan Snyder. John, thank you for the call. Hopefully we helped you a little bit with that. Let's get to another John, who is in Rolling Meadows, the home of Jimmy Garoppolo. John, how you doing?
Good, yeah. I'm looking forward to watching him play when they come into Chicago. You know, it'll be like a homecoming for him.
So. Yeah, well, I hope you're not disappointed.
Right.
C.J. Beathard is starting again Sunday as they take on Seattle. And a lot of people thought Kyle Shanahan was just kidding. You know, they're coming out of the bye. It'd have to be Garoppolo.
Yep.
But he has said again, they're not rushing Garoppolo out there. Now, I would think coming home to Chicago, depending on what happens Sunday, there might be some extra. But as of now, it's going to be Bobby Beathard's grandson, C.J. Beathard, and not Garoppolo on Sunday. But we get ahead of ourselves. I don't think that's why you called.
Well, you know, I called basically to talk to you about the Cowboys. You know, you guys had been talking about them a little bit. Here's a team that's going to be facing the Redskins next Thursday night. They're both 5-6, and, you know, since they lost their star running back out of Ohio State due to that suspension, you know, their running game has disappeared. And they're pretty much a run-first offense, and their defense has not been taking the ball away this year with the normalcy that they have in the past. So, they get behind, and they depend too much on their young quarterback to do it with his arm, and, you know, his receivers aren't coming through for him either now. So, you know, the Cowboys may not be in the playoffs this year, but, you know, they're just a normal team trying to find answers to their problems.
John, good point. Thanks for the call. I want you to hold on because we're going to talk about your really comment more than question in just a moment. We do have to take a quick break here first, but we're going to pick it up right where John left it off with the Cowboys because there are some other things to note. This is not just the Zeke Elliott suspension. Mm. This is a radically different offensive line than it was both last year and even a few weeks ago. This segment on The Score is being brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need and knowledgeable team members ready to help at Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. We are back in just a moment to pick up the Cowboy conversation as well as anything else you'd like. If you want to give us a call, 312-644-6767. He's Eric Edholm. I'm Hub Arkish. We're back in a moment.
Brian Urlacher joins Spiegel, Parkins, and Patrick Manley to talk Bears.
How much of the Bears are you watching today?
A lot. I'm so excited about our team right now. Love the kid, obviously, Mitch. I think everyone's excited about him, as we should be. Their defense is playing good. They're physical. They get after the quarterback. They stop the run. It's great to be a Bears fan right now.
Listen to the entire Brian Urlacher interview with Spiegel and Parkins at 670thescore.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It is sometimes difficult to believe how important one player can be in the NFL. That was evident again yesterday when the Dallas Cowboys, playing at home, looked completely helpless in losing 28-6 to the team formerly from San Diego. The Cowboys were hardly overwhelming the first 8 weeks of the season while they dodged and darted Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension after his alleged involvement in a domestic violence incident. Since the suspension was finally enforced beginning November 12th, the Cowboys have done an absolute nosedive. They have now lost three straight. Their latest embarrassing loss was yesterday's turkey on Turkey Day to the Chargers. Elliott will miss three more games. By the time he returns, it will probably be too late for Dallas. Just as the Packers are all but helpless without Aaron Rodgers, the Cowboys look lost without a running game. Elliott is their running game. I'm John Feinstein.
Me. Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, when you buy two regularly priced Pandora gifts, you get a third Pandora gift free. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, end soon.
This Black Friday, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or GS8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Bo Jackson. You know, it's been nearly 25 years since my last major league at bat, and even longer since I was breaking tackles on the gridiron. Those experiences taught me that I could do practically anything. But nowadays, I need an extra boost to help me stay in shape, especially since my body now produces less free testosterone. Thankfully, I found Alpha King from Force Factor.
And now you can claim a complimentary bottle of Alpha King by texting LIKE to 809-809. Force Factor was recently named GNC's Breakout Brand of the Year, and Alpha King is their latest innovation. It contains a new ingredient to help boost free testosterone, delivering more passion and drive, more energy, and more lean muscle during workouts.
I couldn't believe the results I achieved with Alpha King. I feel like a new man, and you can too.
Claim your complimentary bottle of Alpha King by texting LIKE to 809-809. That's LIKE to 809-809.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You've reached the Hollier helpline. We can't answer your call because we're at Old Navy right now getting 50% off our entire purchase, and you should be too. That's right. Today in stores, everything on your gift list is 50% off. Plus, get thousands of styles $10 and under, and get cozy socks for the family for only $1. Better hang up and get there now. It ends tonight at Old Navy. 50% off valid 11/22 to 11/24. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals. Cozy socks valid 11/24, limit 10, select styles and in-stores only.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
First down and 10 at the Charger 13, 22-6 Chargers. Shotgun snap, stunt is on, Bosa contained, roll near left, dangerous throw, anticipated, picked off, Desmond King, one-on-one against the quarterback, beats Prescott inside, Bosa trailing as a blocker, and King is off to the races with an escort. He'll sprint it all the way back, 88 yards into the end zone, touchdown.
That's John Sadak, who had, of course, Tony Boselli alongside on the Westwood One broadcast of Cowboys Chargers yesterday. You heard it right here at 670 The Score. You may have heard me. I was with Kevin Kugler and my buddy Ross Tucker in Detroit for the Lions and the Vikings. Pretty good football game there. And then it just kept getting worse because after the Cowboys and the Chargers was that abomination between Washington and the Giants. But hopefully it gets better this weekend, guys. I know I'm curious to see the Philadelphia Eagles. Looking forward to that. We'll have pregame for you right here at 9 a.m. I'll be with Patrick Manley and Dan Pompey. I'm Hub Arkish, by the way, Eric at home alongside. And then immediately following the game, our buddies Olin Kreutz and James Big Cat Williams being here with me, taking your calls for a couple hours. So Bears-Eagles on Sunday. This is the place for all your best sports talk all day today. And if you need legal advice by a reputable attorney, send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Again, this is the place, 670 The Score. Stay with us or taking your calls at 312-644-6767. And I want to get back. We were talking about the Cowboys and Dez Bryant in particular, but a special friend on the phone. I don't know how much you get to listen when I'm on, Eric, but there's certain folks who tend to check in, and one is Todd, who is the eternally devoted, I can't say eternally optimistic, but the eternally devoted Cleveland Browns fan. And Todd, good to hear from you. Hope you had a good holiday yesterday.
I did, and you too. Best wishes to you and yours, both of you, Eric, as well. I wish you a very
Thank
good
you.
Holiday season. In the spirit of the holidays, you know, I'm the cloud of negativity, but here I have to, and I'm hoping you don't burst my bubble, but with the way things are going, I'm looking, you know, as a Browns fan, we start looking at the mock drafts about the second week of the preseason. So I watch a lot of college football, and I've got a good, really dear friend who's an O-line coach in the SEC. So, you know, I get some inside scoop there. But anyways, I'll get to the point. You know, the Browns actually, and you even mentioned it, their defense is not bad. It's not bad at all. The thing about it, too, is they're young, they're fast, and they're deep. I didn't say they're good. I said they're not bad. But, you know, and they do have some players. And I'm looking at the draft, and I'm thinking even the Browns, with their band of idiots, can't mess this up. You draft Chubb, who I really feel coming out right now is every bit as good as why I'm drawing a blank because I can't imagine I'm nervous as much as I talk to you, but Garrett, sorry. You know, you pair those two up as bookend pass rushers, or you take the safety out of Florida State, who, again, talking to my buddy and other people, and on film, not that I watch it like you do, but watching just film, meaning like Saturday games, the safety at Florida State looks every bit as talented and as good as Ramsey, who came out, and you pair him up with Peppers, and you know, you either have the best bookend pass rushers, or you have the most dynamic safety pair, and then you draft one of the three, you know, receivers, the kid out of SMU, Ridley out of Alabama, and the kid out of Oklahoma State, and you pair them up, and you just hope that either Coleman or Gordon, you know, actually come, you know, Gordon comes back to his potential. I guess my point is, you know, you've got some dynamic potential there, and there's just too many, you know, you got to throw some mud to stick occasionally, and like I said, I'm holding out hope, regardless of who the moron is calling the shots, you get Chubb, the safety from Florida State, or one of those receivers, pair him up with Coleman and or Gordon and the young defense they've got. I don't know. I'm actually thinking that they might be, you know, capable of winning four or five games sometime before I retire.
So. You know, Todd, it's funny, and I'm going to have to run. I want you to hold on and get your answer. Let me ask you a question before you go on hold. Let me get Todd, if you're still there. Todd, you still
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, and then we'll talk about it after we get a scoreboard update from Rick Camp. How do you not draft a quarterback? I got to tell you, all the doofuses who were calling this the best quarterback group in a decade 5 months ago, 8 months ago, actually it's not that good. Now it may not be as good as last year, but nonetheless, there's going to be two in the top five, top ten, because that's how it works. And so anyway, I got to put you back on hold now, but you know, the issue is, if I'm Cleveland, you completely screwed up on Carson Wentz and Jason Goff. It looks like you may have screwed up again here on Trubisky. I don't know if it's Mahomes, or certainly you screwed up on Deshaun Watson. You can't do it again. They got to get their quarterback, as tempting as it is to get other great players. We'll pick up that conversation in just a second. Right now, I know Rick Camp is waiting patiently in the update studio. So, Rick, what do you got for us?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Rick Camp. Give the gift of Wolves hockey this season, 3-2-1. Take advantage of maximum availability and savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings start at only $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack this season. The Bears are on the practice field ahead of their game Sunday in Philly against the 9-1 Eagles. Yesterday, Kyle Long was limited along with Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan, who did not participate. Around college football, undefeated Miami's trailing Pitt 17-7 late in the third quarter. 12th-ranked TCU is up 28-19 in the third over Baylor, and locally NIU is leading Central Michigan 17-10 in the third. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Golden State late tonight looking for their first win on their current road trip, which they're 0-3 at right now. Kevin Durant and Draymond Green will rest with nagging injuries, and Jordan Bell, the once great Bulls draft pick, will be active for the game. Around the NBA, Adrian Wojnarowski and Dave McMenamin are reporting that Derrick Rose has stepped away from the Cavaliers while still healing from a knee injury that he's most recently had, and is evaluating his future in basketball. The Blackhawks have another day off before returning to the ice in Florida against the Panthers, and in the AHL, the Wolves are in Milwaukee tonight taking on the Admirals. Wednesday, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show, November 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Brick City Tavern, located at 34 South Main Street in Mount Prospect. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite, hold true. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Phil.com.
So I think what happened there, Rick just got off to a little bit of a slow start because he's so focused on the Onion Ring of Honor. And you know, we'll get back to that a little later. Maybe Rick can tell us a little more about that. But rallied, nice finish. Eli Hershkowitz, by the way, is producing for us. And Eli is the top dog in the production booth on Sundays. He is our exec producer, I believe, for Bears pre and post here at The Score. And Eli working with us, Eric and I, today. Eric Edholm's in. I'm Hub Arkish. And Eli, I just noticed, I didn't even realize when I came in, apparently somebody paid the cable bill. It's
First time in a while.
It's nice.
We're back up and running.
Yeah, I mean, we were only 2 for 3 on the monitors for weeks, and then we came in last Sunday, and we were 1 for 3, and because of particularly the way Kat and Nolan sit, they couldn't see the one that was working. and I wonder if one of them maybe got upset, because when Olin and Kat get upset, it seems to carry a little more. You don't want to mess with them.
You get the former Bears Center in the studio and everything changes.
Well, yes. We got 3 working monitors here, so now we're going to have to switch one of them to Judge Judy. But at any rate, let's get back. I've never watched Judge Judy in my life. I don't even know what channel it's on.
Come on, you have.
No, what made me think of that is somebody told me the other day that she is the highest paid person on television.
Is that right?
No, she's not actually paid. She owns her syndication rights, is the way I understand it. But the number I heard was she makes $60 million a year.
Oh,
60.
So when we talk about these athletes and what they make, like, let's start with Judge Judy as like the baseline. She's just well above all of them.
Yeah, and actually, believe it or not, there's a segue here, because what got me to thinking about that was Rick mentioned Derrick Rose. And I guess that when you've made your first $315-320 million by the age of 28, and then you got to take a pay cut to what was it, $2 million a year, you know, you can step away and say, hey, maybe I don't need this anymore.
Yeah. I talked to a prominent former player who admitted that he played an extra 2 years because he was chasing some statistical marks that he thought might be able to get him in the Hall of Fame, and B, that there was a legacy effect too that went beyond the numbers. There was a pride, there was an ego that went with it. And you know, Derrick Rose, as great as he was in flashes, has never fully lived up to the expectations. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he's been ignoring his health for a while.
Yeah, but he did have that one, and I don't even think it may have been a max deal at the time, but he had the one roughly $100 million deal with the Bulls.
Yep.
And his initial deal, and I don't remember which company it was. I don't want to give credit to any of them, but his initial shoe deal was $200 million.
It's incredible.
And he had those by the age of like 24.
Right.
You know, and so.
Oh, I agree. The money's insane.
Yeah. But. Now, I always thought that one of Derrick Rose's biggest problems was his brothers, or at least one of his brothers, who, and that's based on what I heard his brother say and do. That's not me casting aspersions. That said, hopefully they helped him take care of that money, and hopefully they didn't get their own hands on it. You know, that's not our problem.
Yeah.
But I would think it's pretty hard to burn through 300. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe you can burn through 300.
Well, when you read about guys like Mike Tyson and others and all these cases where you think, oh my gosh, like their weekly and daily and monthly expenses are more than any of us could spend in 15 or 20 years.
But I can say with some certainty that if I had made $300 million, I wouldn't buy an island. I wouldn't buy tigers.
Would you buy an archipelago?
Yeah. I mean, there's things that I would, because it's a lot of work to burn through.
I know. Yeah.
So, at any rate, I wish Derrick Rose the best. Never got the sense he was a bad kid. Got the sense there was too many people around him who may not have had his best interest at heart. And that maybe, he didn't get perfect scores on his ACTs. But other than that, actually, he didn't get any scores on him. Now that I think about it, somebody else did that for him. But we got to take another quick break here, guys. But I do want to get back to the phones. Todd's still hanging there. We're going to get back. Now I got 2 things we got to get back to. We got to get back to what a mess the Cowboys are, what happened to Dez Bryant, and we got to get back to the Cleveland Browns, who, if they don't take a quarterback this time with that first overall pick, shame on them. Unless, I think it's quite possible this year. You got the Brown kid, the big left tackle from Oklahoma. One of the reasons, Eric, that we don't talk draft the first week in December is because what we know for sure is that roughly 20 to 24 of the 32 first-round picks are going to be underclassmen.
Yep.
And we have no idea, who they're going to be, but more to the point, where they rank. And so now you're looking at Cleveland with the first overall pick. It's almost certain that the top 3, 4, 5 prospects are going to be underclassmen, and you know, we don't know which ones it's going to be.
Yep.
So we'll get back to that conversation in just a moment, guys. Right now, 312-644-6767 if you want to join the conversation, and we are back to take your calls in just a moment.
Up next for the Bears, it's a trip to Philly to take on the Eagles. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's Black Friday at JCPenney. Save up to 40% on your favorite appliance brands. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing on qualifying appliance purchases made by November 29th. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Added up, these Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased November 1st through the 29th, starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online. Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off, are valid November 25th through 29th with promo code DEALS20. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
online at carsforkids.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, I spoke too soon. We tried to go for a little Mizzou, Arkansas football, and now apparently the cable bill wasn't paid, so we'll see what happened. Actually, it may just be that those two programs are so awful right now.
Hey, have you watched my Tigers play recently? They have been on a hot streak.
Hey, and they're playing basketball there this year, that's for sure. That's right. So it's going to be very, very interesting. That kid's one and done, isn't he, Porter?
Well, he's going to play 2 minutes. He hurt his back. He's out for the year, so I can't see him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he suffered.
Well, then he's probably surgery. Not one and done.
Well, I mean, he played 2 minutes the first game, hurt his back. Now he's having surgery. His timetable puts him out until like April?
Yeah, but I mean,
March?
He was a slam dunk first, worst case, second pick in the NBA draft.
Right. And now
maybe
risk
Bagley
coming
goes
back.
Ahead of him. But now, if he has to come back without having played, is he top five? Is he seven? I mean,
what did Kyrie Irving had like, what? 10 or 15 games at Duke before he got hurt and stuff. He wasn't there long.
But what was that was a knee, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, with a back
is different.
You want to know what you got there. So
I appreciate you being so positive that he may actually play for more than 2 minutes in a Missouri Tigers uniform. I'm not as optimistic, though.
I just am guessing that it could cost him. Although spots. I don't know what the rookie contracts in the NBA. I don't know that the way I know the NFL. We'll have to look into that. All right, Todd's been waiting a while, and as long as Todd hung on,
yes.
I want to get you back here, Todd, because I don't even like most of these quarterbacks this year.
Right. You know?
I mean, there's a certain draft expert who last year was saying if he had come out that Josh Allen would have been the number one overall pick. Josh Allen's not even a first-round pick at this point.
No.
But, you know...
Inaccurate.
Darnold's had a bad year. You know, Josh Rosen, nobody talks about anymore. You know, Mayfield will be crying in the huddle. You know, no crying in baseball.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. You know, I wasn't real familiar with what happened there. Why he had to have that? I know what happened. And it may have been genuine. I don't mean to make light of that. But I'm just talking on the football field. Mayfield. Maybe the best of the bunch as far as the year he's having. You know,
Here's what I know, Todd, and I can give you what I've been hearing. And I did a little bit more draft work last year than I have to this point this season, but I'm starting to ramp it up now and get familiar with a lot of these guys. But I think the feeling still is that Sam Darnold at USC and Josh Rosen at UCLA, they faced each other, last weekend, I guess. 30 NFL people were there. I mean, it was a showdown. It was an impressive thing in terms of seeing how the throws these guys can make. I still think one of those two guys will be, not the consensus, but the number one pick in this draft, whether it's Cleveland or whether somebody else comes. I don't think the San Francisco 49ers are going to get that spot. So my guess is they take quarterback, even if they get the 12th pick in the draft, that Texans choice. Right now, I think it's going to be one of those guys, Darnold or UCLA, Rosen. So I don't think Mayfield will go number one because of his height and because of the off-field concerns. People aren't that high on Allen or Lamar Jackson to that point. You know, I just have the feeling it's going to be one of those two guys with Cleveland. They've backed themselves into a corner by not taking quarterbacks higher than they have.
Okay, I don't know if I'm on, but... I guess my and I agree. I mean, and that just sounds like, as a Browns fan, it makes me cringe. It's like, well, we've made so many mistakes. Now we're going to make another big one.
Unfortunately,
You know, and you're right. I agree 100%. I think that's how it will play out. But I guess, as a long-suffering Browns fan, the two reasons, you know, Hub asked, you know, how could they not take a quarterback? I guess my two answers would be, and kind of answered it, is there's just not that one guy. But on top of that, when you really think about the last 15 to 20 years, how many true, I know we all like to use the word franchise quarterbacks, but I'm just talking about guys that you know that no matter what else you have around them, are going to go out and be able to win. You know, I think the list is pretty short. It's obviously Brady, it's Drew Brees, it's Aaron Rodgers, and it's Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning won a second Super Bowl when he wasn't any, you know, I shouldn't say any good, but the Broncos won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning as their quarterback. So he won one. Aaron Rodgers won one. Drew Brees won one. The outlier of course, is Tom Brady, who will probably win as many as he wants to. And as Hub said the other day, I think it's hard to argue this. He is the greatest football player. I'm not a Bears fan, and I would always argue that it was Walter Payton. But I don't know how you can argue against Tom Brady. So I guess my point is I don't have any faith. And, you know, the Browns have drafted four quarterbacks in the first round since they came back in 99, and they've all been massive busts. I don't think Tim Couch was his, you know, necessarily a bad pick, but he was playing with a mid-American level talent and just got destroyed the way Carr did in Houston. But the second reason is they have six picks in the top 65. So I guess what I'm saying is, and then you've got the Bears and the 49ers who are going to be top five and are not going to draft a quarterback. So they have the ammo. You know, I'm being greedy, Hub. I know you're probably laughing and rolling your eyes. Get all three. Get Chubb. Get the strong safety and then trade one of your seconds or two of your seconds. I don't care if you overpay and give all three of your seconds and your first rounder next year, which everybody wants, because you know the Browns are going to be top five, probably top three. And I mean, and then if you really think Darnold or Rose, and I agree, on paper, Darnold's the guy. I mean, I want somebody that's big and accurate. That's, you know, with the arm. And he's the only guy that even comes close, but the accuracy is way down. So I couldn't agree more. And guys, I wish you would let me talk all afternoon. And maybe someday we can go have a sandwich and beer, because you guys are the best. But thank you for letting me talk and babble and bearing with my horrible Browns addiction. And again, I wish you guys the best. Thanks, guys.
Todd, thank you for the phone call. And at the end of the day, I think we can pretty much all agree on this. If they do not blow Paul D. Podesta, Sashi Brown, and Hugh Jackson out of the water, none of it's going to matter. Yeah. They got to blow that thing up, and then we'll see what they do next. This segment on The Score is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Whether you're looking to change your air filter or replace your brakes, you'll find the parts you need, knowledgeable team members ready to help. At Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. We're going to have to dig into this Porter story now. I was so caught up getting ready for all my football this week. That is a big deal, and it is interesting. And, you know, of course, Derrick Rose, the local kid, apparently has stepped away from the Cleveland Browns. That's a report we just heard from Rick Camp a little while ago. So we're going to be digging into some hoops, some college hoops and NBA as well. Going to see if maybe we can track down Casey Johnson, somebody like that, to get on and tell us more about what's going on with Derrick Rose. And I don't mean to call Casey out. He may be working hard. He may be vacationing, but he's my favorite NBA guy. So we're going to track somebody down. Sure. I can promise you. Let's get more on that. Also going to get to Tom and Mitchell on the phone. We teed you up. We're not going to leave you hanging. So let us bring in Tom now, who is in Downers Grove. Tom, how you doing?
Good. As an Ohio State fan, you're probably the only Michigan alum I respect.
Well, thank you very much,
Tom. Not a big game, though. Not very glorious, huh?
I don't listen. This is going to be good again. I was actually there during the 10-year war. I got to Ann Arbor in 73, right in the middle of it. And I do think that Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh could rival that before they're done. But Harbaugh is actually a victim of his own success right now. He took over a bunch of NFL players, had two big years with them, and then tried to come back this year with no starters.
Yeah,
and
connection with the Buckeyes, my brother roomed with Rex Kern back in
1999. Wow. Cool.
Hey, question I had for you, Hub. The quarterback coach for the Bears, I forget his name.
Dave Ragone.
What do you think of him?
You know, it's an interesting question, Tom, because there's only two things I can really say, you know, that are based in anything. One, when you look at the number of quarterbacks that he had to get ready last year in his first year as the Bears quarterback coach, guys who'd never really played. I mean, you know, Matt Barkley had certainly never played. Cutler, they had to bring him back a couple times. Brian Hoyer obviously had some experience, but no time in the system. And they were better early than they were once we began to see they're just not very good quarterbacks, and teams figured them out. Now you look at this year, Mitch Trubisky, for a guy who is maybe the least experienced, you know, top five pick in history, lack of preparedness doesn't seem to be the problem. So in that respect, I think he gets high marks. More to the point, though, I've talked to some people around the league who like him. They think he's doing a good job. They think he's got a chance to be pretty good at this, and that he's just, you know, it's not that he's that young, but he's young as a quarterback coach, and we've just got to see some more.
Where is his background? He's a Louisville quarterback. He played at Louisville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's kind of a Cleveland legend, too, I think.
Yeah, he played in the league. I mean, he was a backup for a period of time.
Okay, good.
Okay. And, you know, so and still a young man. I think he's in his late 30s now, 38, I want to say.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
And so definitely somebody worth keeping an eye on.
Great, thanks. Great show, guys.
All right, thank you for the phone call. Let's get to Mitchell in Des Plaines. Mitchell, how you doing?
Good. I think that we give Mitch Trubisky a free pass ever in Bears history. I've never seen a rookie quarterback who is given such, you know, opportunity to be like, hey, you know what? We don't want to impede your progress. For example, when Kyle Orton had to come in for Rex Grossman, he went 11-5. I don't think any of the coaches said, hey, you know what, Kyle, we really don't want to mess up your, you know, future. He did very well. When Jim McMahon was a rookie in 1982, I'm sure they could say, hey, listen, Jim, you know, you're up against basically Vince Evans and Bob Avellini at the time. We don't want to impede your progress. He started right away. And I think that obviously the Bears have made a historically bad choice. This goes to the GM about bringing in Mike Glenn, who gets $18 million, and you find out that he can't really play. And then you say, well, you know, the whole strategy was that we're going to bring in Mitch, who's obviously, you know, has gifted athletically, and you got all that down. He can run and stuff, but there's a limit to how much he can throw down the field.
All right, well, Mitchell, let me thank you for the call, and I'm going to throw you on hold. I don't believe in cutting people up. I got to tell you, that may be a historically bad call. Jim McMahon and Kyle Orton came to Chicago as two-year Heisman Trophy candidates at BYU and Purdue, respectively. You know, Orton lasted into the fourth round because of his lack of athleticism, not because he wasn't a great quarterback following Drew Brees, I believe, at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
And McMahon was legendary at BYU. Mitch Trubisky comes here with 13 college starts after sitting on the bench for 2 years. And what really makes no sense about your call is that the Bears did the exact same thing with Kyle Orton as they've done with Trubisky. They limited the offense tremendously. They worked around the running game with Thomas Jones, and Cedric Benson was here. They made him a game manager, and that's all they asked him to do. And the only reason that he started right away is because Rex Grossman got hurt. Jim McMahon, in fact, sat on the bench longer than Mitch Trubisky did before he got the starting lineup as a rookie. And there's nothing unusual about what the Bears are doing in preparing Trubisky. This is the way they treat young quarterbacks coming to the league. They did it with Jared Goff last year. That hasn't worked out too bad in year two. So, Eric, Mitchell's obviously an angry Bears fan, and I'm not sure that this anger is pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, I thought maybe this was like a reverse psychology thing. I thought that was maybe actually Mitchell Trubisky calling us and thinking, okay, let me put him down, and maybe I can get a little positive stuff out of these guys. Yeah, so no. The last point the caller made, too, Mitchell, you said something about arm strength. I'm not worried about Mitch Trubisky's arm strength. I think his athleticism, his arm strength are perfectly fine. So the rest of it, I think, will come in time.
Yeah, Mitch, when you segued immediately from Trubisky to Glennon so you could take a shot at pace, it kind of, I know you're upset. Let's see what happens. But there's nothing wrong with the way that the Bears are handling Trubisky so far. This segment was brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening at the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. At 2 o'clock, Dave Zangrano is going to join us. We've had Dave lined up. Dave is the Eagles beat guy for NBC Sports in Philly. Of course, all the Comcast affiliates are now NBC Sports. And then after that, we're going to get into this Derrick Rose stuff a little bit more, because this is kind of a breaking story today, and see what we can find out about what's going on. There's a report that Derrick Rose is stepping away from the Cleveland Cavaliers because of a recent injury that has him questioning his longstanding injury history and how much more of a future he has in the NBA. So we'll dig into that as well right here at 670 The Score.
Fantasy football fanatics, The Score's got you covered every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 with Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Presented by Great Clips, it's going to be great. Starring Joe O, featuring season-long and daily fantasy football all in one show. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, when you buy two regularly priced Pandora gifts, you get a third Pandora gift free. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Doorbuster deals on logo sweatshirts for the family from $9.99 at Gap Factory and sweaters from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Save $200 with our Black Friday sale at simplisafe.com/best. Hurry, ends soon.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's.